Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland.
Good morning.
God has given us another day to praise and worship and adore Him. I am your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G, and today is Family Day. Oh, I'm so honored that God created families. We honor Father God this morning. We thank you for your divine presence, Father God. Your word says where two or more gather in your name, you are in the midst of us. We are grateful that you are with us this morning, Father God. There's nothing that we can do without you, Father God. So we honor your presence. You are a mighty God, and there is none that can compare to your greatness. None like you, Father. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. And this morning, we have a brother all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio. Brother Eddie Williams is going to lead us in prayer. And I am requesting, Eddie, that you pray for families, fathers, mothers, children, etc. this morning. So how are you, Eddie?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Sister G?
I'm doing great. So we're waiting for your prayer. Thank you.
Now, Father, we come to you this morning thanking you and giving you praise for your love and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us, your children. We pray, Lord, that you would just bless the family who's listening to this program this morning. Lord, those who are not listening, Lord, we know that you have the power, that you can do anything but fail. Lord, whatever we need, you know it before we ask. Lord, help us to realize and know that we are your children and we can ask you for our needs. We can ask you for more grace and more mercy. We can ask you for the things that we need to touch our minds and spirits, that we may go through the day, through the week, through the months, serving you, obeying your word. Lord, bless this show this morning. Bless this program. Each one who will have a part in it, each one who's listening, bless, strengthen, and encourage. And bless again Sister G and all the others who will be here this morning, speaking a word for you. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eddie. We are glad you could join us. Y'all have any snow in Ohio?
Well, in Ohio, but not here in Cincinnati.
All right, now.
Shake here.
Good. God bless you.
All right.
All righty. Yes, thank you so much for that wonderful prayer. And, you know, my heart goes out to those people who have been touched by tsunamis, hurricanes, and disaster areas. And I want to lift them up this morning. I want to pray for them this morning. So as I pray, I ask all of us to touch and agree for those people that the Lord would have mercy upon them. So, Father God, we just come again to consult you. You are the great and mighty I Am. You are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are Almighty God. And, Father, you said, you who made the eyes shall you not see. You who made the ears shall you not hear. So I thank you for hearing our prayer this morning, Lord God. And, Father, I thank you for going to Japan, Hawaii, all those places in America that are flooded, Lord God, that are affected by hurricanes, tsunamis, and all kinds of weather conditions, Father God. And, Father, I thank you for your protection of them. I thank you for leading them to safety. I thank you for providing for their needs, Father God, whether they need food or water or shelter, Lord. We thank you for providing for them, Father God. Have mercy upon them this day, Lord God. And, Father, I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for sending help. Help to them. You said if we need help, we can call upon you. So we call upon you for them, Father God, as they cry out for their needs, Father God. Hear their needs and help them in those countries, even in the United States, Father God. And I thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do for your people all over the world. And I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. This morning, I thank God for each of you being on the radio with us this morning on Bible Storyland. It is Family Day. We honor Father God, who is the head of my life. He is my shepherd, the Most High God, the great and mighty creator. I honor my family, my sister, my niece and her husband, my nephew and his wife, and all our families, my Mildred, my cousin Mavis, all my family all over the world. I honor my spiritual parents, Bishop and Billy White, Bishop Billy White Senior, and his and Lady White, and my church family at the New Life Temple Church at Jacksonville. And I honor each of you. I thank God for each of you this morning that are listening, and those that will be listening at other times. I bless you, and I thank God for you. This morning we have a young lady that was born in 1910. She is my favorite aunt. Her name is Mildred Brown. She is 100 years plus. Aunt Mildred, are you ready to share
a little bit
about your life this morning?
And I thank God for waking me up this morning. And I'm so thankful to be on this program. I'm thankful that he touched me and woke me up. Laid on with these heavy burdens, one deals with this sin and shame, then the hands of Jesus touched me, and I no longer feel the same. Yes, he touched me. Yes, he touched me. And oh, what joy my soul has been. Something happened. And now I know that he touched me, and he made me whole. I said he touched me. Yes, he touched me. And oh, what joy has made my soul. Something happened. And now I know,
glory,
that my Lord touched me, and he made me whole.
Hallelujah. That was beautiful.
Glory. Beautiful.
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 Beautiful. Yes, indeed. Well, Aunt Mildred, you want to share a little bit with us about how you got into floral design? You can just share.
Yeah, I can't stay to hear the whole program.
Okay.
I have a workshop to do. I belong to the Iris Garden Circle, and I have the workshop with them this morning, and teaching them how to make corsages. All of us senior women can sit back now after we've retired and do something else. We're serving the Lord and him letting us be here to be seniors. I'm so thankful. So I won't be here with you on the rest of the program, but my prayers are always with you. Corey,
well,
I'm
we're glad you
God
could join us this morning.
And
thank
strength.
You for that beautiful song. We look forward to you being on again next week.
I'll be here next week.
Amen.
Have a good day.
You
all
too. God
you
bless you.
God
thank
bless you.
You
all.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Get your Bibles ready. This is Bible Storyland. I want to share with you the scripture that the Lord gave me to share with you this morning. It's in Psalms 84. So get your Bibles ready. And I am reading Psalms 84 this morning. How admirable are thy tabernacles, O Lord God of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in the house. They will be still rising, still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in the courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. So I thank God for his word, and I thank God for you. His word teaches us more about him and his plan. So I just thank God this morning that he gave us his word. He honors his word above his name. This morning I want to share something with you, a whale of a thing. What has God allowed to swallow you up because you refuse to surrender to him? Is it a whale of bills? Can't seem to get out of debt? Debt collectors calling, bills piling up? Is it your children swallowing you up? They have become more than a handful. They have become stubborn, rebellious, refuse to do as you ask them to do. Are they out of control? Is it a whale of a job? You can't seem to get all of the work done that's just required of you, not to speak of the extra work that keeps coming your way. Your boss is on your back constantly. You can't seem to do anything right. Is it your mate that has become a whale of a mate? You just live in the same house. You don't seem to understand each other. No communication or wrong communication. You misunderstand each other. Life for you seems, for you at home, seems overwhelming. Even when you go to your place of worship, it seems a whale of a thing just to get there. Even when you get there, God seems to be working for everybody but you. You can't seem to praise, worship, or even hear from God. He seems so far away, like he abandoned you. What is really going on? You can't seem to find peace anywhere. So you call out to God for help, and you remember, he reminds you of the assignment he gave you months ago that you refused to do. You ignored Father God. He told you to go left, and you went right. He told you to do a particular thing. He gave you an assignment, and you ran from it. So God patiently waited and allowed the whale of a thing to swallow you up. He knew you would return to him eventually when things got so rough. The whales went over your head. The mountain was so big, you couldn't cross it alone. Everybody seemed to be against you, but you knew Father God was the only one who could help you get out of this situation. Now, you know, I enjoy going to the beach, especially in Florida. The salt water, the waves, it's very calming to listen to the waves, to see the tides go out and come in. As a child, I loved to jump the waves while my mother cautioned me to be careful. I was a child. I didn't know what to fear. I would run into the wave and try to jump higher than the wave. I had no fear of what could happen. I just wanted to have fun in the water. I used to love to go to Green Coast Springs, Florida, and ride in the glass-bottom boat and look down in the ocean and look for all the live creatures under the ocean, all kinds of fish, stingrays, sharks, sunfish, perch, rockfish, you name it. They were there. That was a great experience. It wasn't until I had grown up that I realized what a great God we serve who could even think to create sea creatures. I also enjoy going to the aquarium to see all the underwater creatures. Can you imagine being in a big, big sea creature and even living to tell about your experience in the sea creature? Our Bible character today did just that. You already know his name. I want to introduce you to him today, and he will tell you his own story about what happened to him. Now, our Bible character today is being portrayed by Brother George Dunson. I'll let him tell you about the Bible story character that he's representing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Jonah. My name is Jonah. Just in case you think my story was not real, I am here to tell you that my story was so real that it is frightening me just to think of being thrown overboard from a ship. I am getting ahead of myself. In case you haven't heard or read my story, it is in the book of Jonah in the Old Testament. My book is just after Obadiah and just before Michael. My father was Amittai. He was a prophet, and so was I. I am not really that different from most human beings. God had a plan for me, but I had my own plans. I thought I was a good person doing what I thought was right and doing the things the way I wanted to do them. Now, you already know God is almighty, and when he decides it is time for you to stop doing things you want to do, it's a no-win situation. God is going to win. His plan supersedes all our plans. It was a divine call, which I did not want to do. His word says obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, many times we hear the word of God, but when we really have to live it, it's another story. So I was minding my own business, doing what I wanted to do, when all of a sudden God spoke to me and said, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. It is so wicked, much like some people today. In Nineveh, there was gross injustice, violation of laws, offenses against God's law, morally bad, evil things going on, and unruly, undisciplined people, lovers of themselves, and very disobedient to God and his laws. Well, let me tell you something about myself that I am truly ashamed to admit. I was prejudiced. I did not like the people of Nineveh. I felt I was better than them. So when God told me to go to Nineveh, I didn't want to go to those people. I had preconceived ideas about the people of Nineveh that were not even true. So God knew what he was doing when he sent me. Because I didn't want to go to God, put me in such a predicament, I could not say no. He forced me to go. Sometimes we tell or saying, God, have your way. But it's only lip service, because when he has his way with us, we don't like it. God with our whole heart. So as my story goes on, God said said, go to Nineveh, and I ignored him and ran. Now you know, no one can run from God, and you can't hide from him either. He said, I made the eye, shall I not see? I made the ear, shall I not hear? I made the man also. God already knew I was going to disobey him, so he had a plan that superseded my plan. I decided to go to a city called Tarshish from God's presence. I went to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. While I was asleep on the ship, a great wind was sent by God to that ship would be broken up. The sailors on the ship were afraid, so they decided to cast lots to see what had caused this trouble to come upon them on the ship. So the lot fell on me. They questioned me about what was going on. And I told him, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. God had told him what I had done. Don't you know if God tells you to do something and you refuse, he will expose you to others? You, if you keep disobeying him? The sailors wanted to know what to do to calm the sea. So I told him, throw me overboard. Now, of course, I didn't know God was going to save me. I thought that would be the end of my life, but God had already worked out for me to obey him. After the men threw me overboard, God had prepared a big fish to swallow me up. Now, the fish kept me in his belly for 3 days and three nights. The number three in the Bible represents divine perfection, Godhead, and unity. So Christ also rose from the grave after 3 days. While in the belly of the fish, I prayed to the Lord and prayed and prayed and cried and cried. We serve an amazing God. While in the big fish, God allowed me to breathe freely and to be taken care of. I also had a chance to see myself for who I was. I realized I was selfish and repented and decided to do the things his way. God, in his great mercy, forgave me and gave me another chance. I went to Nineveh to preach after the big fish vomited me out. After I preached to the people of Nineveh and preached, they repented, followed God's ways, and God forgave them. God will forgive us also when we sincerely repent to him for sin in our lives, whether it's sin from omitting what he told us to do or doing something he had told us not to do. He is just and willing to forgive. He loves everyone just like he loved me and made sure I was obedient. This is my story. My name is Jonah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother George Dunson. I appreciate you being Jonah for us.
Okay.
What can we learn from Jonah today? Jonah teaches us the consequences of avoiding God's call to commitment. Now, you know, God has called all of us to something, but what are we avoiding? We've missed the privilege of partnership with God. Our choice damages more people than we know. You know, if Jonah hadn't have gone, those people would have been destroyed. Now, who's waiting on you to come so they won't be destroyed? We would lose both integrity and trust. We become hardened and desensitized to tragedies that we cause. God can use us even if we are reluctant. We should check our motives for doing or not doing something. Why we act determines how we act. All right? Remember I told you today is Family Day. We are honoring families today. Thank God for creating families, families that can love each other and families that can live in unity and peace. Now, I want to tell you something that's called If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with fear, he learns to be apprehensive. If a child lives with jealousy, he learns to feel guilt. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident. If a child lives with praise, he learns to be appreciative. If a child lives with approval, he learns to love. If a child lives with recognition, he learns to love to like himself. If a child lives with honesty, he learns what truth is. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to trust in himself and others. If a child lives with friendliness, he learns the world is a nice place in which to live. All right. This is for children this morning. Here's what I want you to know. Ephesians 3, 1 through 6 says, children, obey your parents in order for you to have long lives. So don't forget to read, children, Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Read the entire verse, Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. The next one that I want you to read is Colossians 3, 20. That, too, talks about children, obey your parents in all things. You know, sometimes children are selective, and they obey their parents in some things, but not in everything. So I'm here to encourage children, obey your parents in everything. All right, the next one is Philippians 4, 8. Think on good things. You know, the Bible tells us how to think so we won't get in trouble. If we think on things that are true, just, pure, lovely, things that are of a good report, those are the things that God wants us to think on, those kinds of things, things that are pure, things that are just, things that are lovely, things that are of good report. Think on those things. Now, Philippians 4:13, children, the test is coming up soon. The state test all over the nation, where some children are, you know, they get petrified at a test that they have to take to determine whether they're going to go to the next grade. So here's the scripture I want you to know, children. In Philippians 4:13, parents, remind your children to read this every day and pray with them, especially before the test, especially before they leave the house. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Now, you know that scripture is for me also, because some things I think, oh, my God, how can I do that? But this is especially for our children today. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And our last scripture is in Mark 7:10, and that tells you how to honor. You are to honor your parents. Make sure, children, that you honor your parents. Now, parents, listen up. I want to tell you that God has given you duties with your children. This is family day. Mothers and fathers and grandparents and aunts and uncles, we're all to help with the children. You know, too many of our children are lost today. Too many of them are into all kinds of things they should not be into. But it's because they have lost us is their protection around them. We need to pray for them. We need to pray. We also need to pray with them. Now, here are some parental duties that I want to encourage you to do. One, God says, teach the children. Deuteronomy 6:7. Train the children. Proverbs 22:6. Provide for them. 2 Corinthians 12:14. Nurture them. Ephesians 6:4. Control them. And this is where a lot of us are missing. We don't control them. We let them go in the stores and run around, and we let them go out and stay till midnight or 1 and 2 in the morning. We don't ask them. You know, we don't set a curfew. We don't protect them, but they're getting killed in the street. So we need to control our children. 1 Corinthians 3:4, set boundaries for them. Our next parental duty is to love them. Titus 2:4. You know, the Bible encourages older women to teach the younger women how to love their children, because we weren't born just knowing how to love. God has to teach us, and we have to teach them. Also, to correct our children and to instruct them. To correct is in Proverbs 13:24, Proverbs 19:18, Proverbs 33:15, Proverbs 23:13. Now, in case you didn't remember the scriptures, call me at home. I will give you the scriptures so you can study them, so you can teach them to your children. To instruct. You know, a lot of times, you know, you wonder, you know, my mother used to tell me, girl, you don't know how to do that. Well, I was missing instruction. But when she instructed me on how to do it, then I learned. Sometimes she had to instruct me more than once on how to do it. But I did learn. And, you know, sometimes we'll tell our children one time and we expect them to know how. But we have to sometimes do it another way and then do it another way so they can learn. So God encourages to instruct our children. Deuteronomy 4:9, Deuteronomy 6:7, Isaiah 28:9. It's a lot of different things that we need to instruct our children in. Now, I'm going to pray a prayer over all of our children. This is called We Intercede for Our Children. We pray that our children will fulfill Jeremiah 31:16-17, that we refrain our voices from weeping and our eyes from tears, for our prayers shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and our children shall come again from the land of the enemy, and there is hope in their end, saith the Lord. That our children shall come again to their own border. Isaiah 54:13, all our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children. Wonder why our children are not having peace? I'm going to go over this scripture again. Isaiah 54:13, all our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children. Our next scripture is in, let's see, Isaiah 59:21. I'm sorry, I'm ahead of myself. Psalms 112:1-2. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Our seed shall be mighty in the earth. That's our children. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. We pray the Lord's promises in Isaiah 49:25. The Lord will contend with them that contend with us, and he will save our children. Psalms 145:9. The Lord is good to all, and he will save our children. Psalms 145:9. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works, our children. We find peace in knowing that in Isaiah 44:3, God said he will pour out his spirit upon our children and his blessings upon our offspring. We put God in remembrance of his covenant as written in Isaiah 59:21. The Lord's spirit is upon them, and his words which he put in their mouths shall not depart out of their mouths, nor out of the mouth of their seed, nor out of the mouth of their seed, saith the Lord. We decree our children shall live and fulfill the purpose that God has for their lives. Our children love the Lord with their whole heart, soul, body, and are priests unto the Lord. Our children are redeemed from the curse and live saved lives, glorifying Jesus. Our children honor their parents, and their days are long. Our children are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. They are mighty warriors. Our children are established in righteousness and are far from oppression. Thank you, Jesus, that our seed, Isaiah 61:9, shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people in every fabric of society. And all that see them shall acknowledge that they are the seed that the Lord has blessed. Thank you, Jesus, for the spirit of greatness that is upon them, and they shall do exploits because they know the God of their salvation. Our children are disciples taught of the Lord in obedience to the will of God. Great shall be their peace and their composure. So I thank God for our children this morning, and I thank God for longevity for them. So, Father, we just thank you for all the children in Jacksonville, all the children in Ohio, all the children in Louisiana, all the children in the nation, in the world. And, Father, we thank you for allowing them to live long lives. But, Father, thank you for helping us to do our part to help them in the life that they live, Lord God. And I thank you. Father, I repent personally for any way, Father God, that I have not been active enough in their lives, that I have not prayed enough for them, that I have not participated in their lives or told them about you. And, Father, I thank you for being a forgiving Father. And, Father, I thank you for all the listeners on the show this morning, especially those who have children this morning. We're lifting up mothers. And, Father, you have given mothers an awesome responsibility. And I thank you for it, Lord God. Give us help in doing that responsibility towards our children. I lift up fathers. You have given them to be the head of their households. And, Father, that's an awesome a difficult job, but I know that fathers can do all things through you, Christ Jesus, who strengtheneth us. So, Father, help mothers and fathers to call upon your name for help with our children so that our children can be saved and live long lives fulfilling their purposes. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we honor and thank you this morning. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Well, we have another young lady this morning that's going to sing for us. Her name is Christine Campbell, my cousin. She lives in Jacksonville.
That's Christina.
And we're so happy to have you this morning. Christine, how are you?
That's Christina.
Christina, excuse me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Christina.
Christina Campbell.
All right.
I'm trying.
With the Lord's help, you can do it.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. And the voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory for the things he has done. With his blood he has saved me, with his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Just let me live my life and let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. For with his blood he has saved me, with his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Just let me live my life and let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. Well, if I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. For with his blood he has saved me, with his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was an excellent song.
Kind of hoarse this morning.
You did wonderful. You were singing to the God of all gods. And I thank God for that beautiful song. To God be the glory for all the things he has done. And he has done mighty things.
Yes.
He has taken care of us all these years. He wake us up every morning. He give us strength in our bodies. He provide for us. And here in America, we are so blessed because we have a superabundant supply that he has given us. So I thank God for what he's doing for us this morning. Thank you, Christine. That was wonderful. All right. Sister Elena, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, just fine. I'm just excited about that program that you have this morning. It's so rich, the whole world should hear it. The whole
Amen.
World.
Amen. Let's pray that they will.
Oh,
at some
yes.
Point.
The richness of his word, it will be a direction for all our lives if we take heed to it.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you, Sister Lena. She's the one who wrote the book, Grandma's Helper. So Sister Lena has a very short testimony for us this morning. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I, you know, God has a way of turning things around to what he wants done. When I heard you saying about the families, it just so happened that I'm a part of the Positive Confession School, and all last year we were stressing the year of the family. So two of the ministers wrote up something about the families. And I'd like to share one of them with you. And the other minister, I'll get in touch with her. Perhaps she can share some of this, the other one, next time if possible. But this
okay.
is the one I have here called Positive Confessions Over Our Families. I'll make it brief. I'll just say a few of them.
Okay.
Confess daily. This is the year my family will be saved. My family will receive Christ as their personal Savior in 2011. Psalm 103:17 says, "The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto their children's children." God promises that his salvation and blessings will be revealed to my children's children because I fear him. God promises to reveal his righteousness to the one, first, second, and third generation. This is my children and my grandchildren, and I'm going to go further to my great-grandchildren. My family will be saved in the year 2011. Psalm 102, verse 28 says, "The children of thy servant shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee." My children and my grandchildren will be established before the Lord. My spouse, my children, my brother, sisters, aunts, uncles, parents, grandparents, and friends will be established before the Lord. This year, 2011, is a year my family will be established before the Lord. This year, my family will be saved, and I will see the fruits of my labors come forth. I will call those things that are not as though they are in the name of the Lord. Father, this is the year my spouse will be saved. Father, I proclaim this is the year my children will be saved. I'm taking back my family by force in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 49:17 says, "The children shall make haste, thy destroyers and they that made their waste shall go forth from thee." I confess by faith that this is the year the destroyer will leave my family's lies by the authority given to me in the name of Jesus. I'm going to read two more and that'll be it. Isaiah 49:25-26 says, "I will contend with them that contend with thee. I will save thy children," 26, "and I will feed them with that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine, and all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob." I proclaim that God will fight the enemy and save my family and friends this year. Now, I'll stop there because I don't want to take too much time because they just have about a half a paragraph and I'd be finished with this, but I don't want to take too much time it's time to stop.
It will be soon. It will be soon. So can you share some more of that next week?
Yes, it's so powerful, and I'll be glad to. And I'm going to see if I can contact the other minister because hers is called Celebrating the Family.
Okay.
And it's powerful, and it's too much for her to read in one time at one sitting too. But hers is even more pages printed than the one here. They have, but it would be nice to get them involved because these are ministers that wrote these confessions.
Well, I appreciate that. Well,
yes.
Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, we need to confess over our children. Our children hear too many negative confessions. You can't do this. This ain't right. And no, you ain't this. And no. They hear too much of that. So we have to deposit positive confessions in them daily. Baby, you did a good job. Oh, I'm so proud of you. You know, I'm just so blessed to have you as my child. I'm so proud of you. You're making good grades in school. I'm so happy your room is cleaned. And, you know, you are a child of a king. We were so happy that you were born into our family. You know, speak positive things. Tell them you're going to be somebody great. You're going to be a lawyer. You're going to be a judge. You're going to be a doctor. You have a choice. You can make a choice and be anything that you want to be. And so encourage our children to do, you know, great and mighty things. And just continually speak over them, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Speak over them. Well, we have another great singer. We've had two great singers this morning. We have another one, Sister Glory Dean Shiloh from New Orleans. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. We're ready to hear your song this morning, and we're grateful for you all being here this morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, praise God. I just want to say good morning to all the families that's out there to, you know, to listen to this great program. And all our friends and our families that's out there listening today that's tuned in. And we thank God for everyone out there today. So we're going to just sing a little song. Praise God for victory, victory family.
Amen.
Victory today is mine. I told Satan,
victory in your family today. Need a little victory. You need peace. You need joy. You need understanding. There's so much that's needed in families today. And we just want to give God the glory and the praise for all families today. God bless all families today. That whatever is needed, praise God Almighty, they're going to receive it. Why? Because we believe in God. We believe in God. Hallelujah. Now, we want to sing it, and as we sing it today together, guess what? We're going to just see these things happen in our families. Victory, peace, togetherness, joy. You know the need for the family. Come on, everybody. Come on. Victory is mine. Come on. Victory is mine. Victory today
is mine.
I told Satan, tell him,
get
hallelujah. Victory today
is mine. Hallelujah. Amen.
Right, that was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Woo! Yes,
that.
We all have victory today and every day because we are children of the Most High God.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you. Woo!
That was great, great.
That was great. I thank God for that victory. We all need victory. In some area of our lives, we need victory. So I thank God for that song. It was so encouraging. We've had great songs this morning. To God be the glory. Victory today is mine. And the one my Aunt Mildred sang, I thank God for songs of praise and joy unto him and thanksgiving unto him. Well, I thank each of you this morning. We're coming near to a close, so I want to ask, does anyone need prayer this morning? Anybody, press 1 or just speak up if you're already on. Does anyone need prayer this morning?
Always. I always need prayer.
Okay. Christine? Anybody
Christina.
Else? Christina.
Christina.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry, Christina. Anybody else need prayer this morning? Speak up. I know my friend Martha asked me to pray for her son in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if anybody else pressed 1 on here this morning. Yeah, it looked like someone else pressed 1 here. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a 504-302. You requesting prayer?
Yes, I did. I want to pray for our country and our president.
Okay, who's this?
This is Slaughter, Barbara, B. Slaughter.
Okay, our country?
I'm in Marrero, Louisiana.
All right, we're happy that you joined us this morning. Praise the Lord for you.
Yes,
all right, we'll lift that up. Let's see, some more people are calling in for prayer this morning. Hold on. Okay, 513, you're on the air. You're calling in for prayer?
Yes,
hello?
For my family.
Okay, how are you this morning, my surrogate father, Frank, for your family, okay?
Thank you, thank you.
Glad you're on this morning. Okay, let's see, it's another number here. Hold on, just hold on, I'll get to you. Okay, this one is 904-735. You're asking for prayer?
Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
My sister, any particular thing?
pray for my finances.
Okay. Tell us your name.
Sister Stewart.
Audrey Stewart.
Sister
okay.
A. Yes.
I know your name, but you know when you... I know your name very well, Sister Stewart, so please forgive me.
Oh.
Okay, let's see. Hold on. I'm getting to all the callers that have pressed in. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Okay, there's a 269-344. Martha, how are you this morning?
Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm telling I just enjoyed the program so much, and it just pulls our mind back. Even though we're seniors and older people, we realize that our families always need prayer, and it was so encouraging to me. And if you could pray for my son and his wife and all of the people over there in Tokyo, Japan, just pray for protection and that they will come to know the real true God over there. And I just thank you for all the good work that you're doing. I was encouraged this morning. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on. Let's see if someone else. Question. Hold on, please. Good morning. You're on the air. Sister Sandra, you have a request?
Yes, yes. I enjoyed the service this morning. It was very encouraging. Families are very important. I'm just so blessed to have a mother that encourages me daily. So I'm just very blessed to have her. And also, I'd like for you to pray for my Aunt Dorothy, which is my mother's sister. Pray for her. She's having some tests done, being done. And just pray that the Lord would touch her body.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, Sister Sandra, for being on. Let's see, is there anybody else? Did I miss anybody? I'm looking to see if I missed anybody this morning. Let's see. Did I miss anyone? Speak up if I didn't ask you for a request. You already pressed one and you have a request. You can speak up. Okay, I'm just checking here to make sure I've gotten everybody here. Hold on. All righty. I believe that I've gotten everybody who requested prayer. But just in case I didn't, you can speak up. Okay. I'm going to pray for the request this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up my Aunt Mildred before you, Father God, the age woman of God, and I thank you for 100 years plus that you've given her, Lord God. I thank you for strengthening her body, and as she go to teach her, I ask you to be with her, Father God. Father God, I lift up my cousin Christina. I thank you for touching her body. I thank you for protection. I thank you for blessings for her, Father God. I thank you for strengthening her, Father God. I thank you for allowing her to be on and to sing a wonderful song unto you this morning. To God be the glory. And so, Father, I lift up our country this morning as requested by our sister in Marrero, Lord God. I thank you for that great, mighty woman of God who made the request. I thank you for our country being covered and protected and provided for, Father God. And, Father, I thank you. I come to you with a grateful heart for giving us this country to live in. May we learn, Lord God, how to preserve it. And may we honor our country, Lord God, that you gave us to live in. Father, I lift up the President of the United States this morning, and I thank you for what you're doing for the President. Bless his family, protect him, lead and guide him by your Spirit. Teach him your ways and how you want the country run, Lord God. Let him.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let him always, Father God, honor you and put you first in his life and consult you as to how to run the country in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up families everywhere this morning, Father God. I thank you for family, Father God, for protection, for guidance, for direction, for strength, for unity, for peace, Father God. And, Father, I lift up my sister, Audrey Stewart, Lord God. She's asking you for an increase in finances. Pay off every bill, set her debt free. Bless her children, Father God, her husband, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
I lift up my sister Martha this morning, Father God, whose son is in Tokyo, Japan. And, Father, you knew all about everything that was going to take place because it's nothing secret from you. So I lift up those people who are in Tokyo, especially Martha's son, Father God. I thank you for protecting him and his family. I thank you for salvation for all those who are not saved and those who are saved. Draw them closer to you. I thank you for protecting and providing for their needs. I lift up my sister Sandra's request for her Aunt Dorothy, who will be going in for tests. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to protect her. I thank you, Father God, that your word says that before you we call, you've already answered. So I thank you, Father God. Your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank you for her being in health, in her body, and in her soul. And so, Father, we thank you that she's healed because you sent the word and healed them, and you sent the word and healed us in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God. Anyone who had requests, Father God, I lift up Frank. Father God, he made a request for our family. And so I thank you for making that request this morning. I lift up our family far and near. I thank you for provisions. I thank you for protection. I thank you for encouragement. And, Father, you know what each member stands in the need of. And so, Father, I thank you for meeting our needs. I thank you for us giving you honor, praise, and thanksgiving. I thank you for saving our family members who are not saved and those who are, drawing us much closer to you in this year. And so, Father, I thank you for a hedge of protection around everybody on the phone this morning, those who will be listening. Bless all of us today, Father God. Teach us how to be obedient to you. Teach us how to love you with all of our heart, soul, and might in the name of Jesus. And we honor you as the great and mighty I am. In Jesus' holy name we pray. I thank each of you for being with us this morning. I love you. I look forward to speaking with you again on next Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you. Let's see. We're a little past time, but anybody have anything they want to share this morning? Anybody? Press 1 if you're already on the line. Go ahead. Okay. Let's see. Looks like somebody may have pressed 1 here. Yeah. Is that you, Sister Elena?
No, I didn't press 1.
Okay. Anybody else? I heard somebody speaking. Who was it? Okay. Yes?
Yes.
I just want to say I enjoyed the program, and I enjoyed you. May God ever bless and keep you.
Amen. What's your name again, sister?
My name is B. Slaughter. I am from Marrero, Louisiana.
Okay, Sister Slaughter, we appreciate you being on. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yes. Thank you. I was recommended by Miss Charlotte and Helena.
Okay.
Thank you.
Karina, Carissa?
Yes?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for the program. I enjoyed it very much. It's always encouraging to me.
Amen. You encouraged us with that beautiful song, To God Be the Glory. It was awesome.
From Christina.
Christina. Amen.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Christina.
Okay. This is G. Adam in Georgia, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Brother Eddie. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Anybody else?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here's somebody talking, but nobody, I can't hear you coming clear through.
Isn't it a wonderful thing to have the family of God joining together with such a beautiful, beautiful testimony, singing, praising, giving the word, giving comments? It's just so wonderful to belong to the family of God. And I thank all of you all that participated this morning, and especially Sister G, who God gave us the unction to have a program like this.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Elena. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too, and all those beautiful people out there that I heard this morning. God bless you and keep you.
And don't forget that story about Jonah. Don't be a Jonah. Be caught up in a whale of a thing, everybody. Trust in the Lord. And be obedient. Anybody else? Lori D, you have anything you want to share?
Yeah, just, can you hear me?
Yes.
I just want to thank God for everyone out there, all of the families, and all of the families in Japan, because just like the ones in New Orleans that came through Katrina, Japan is coming through too. We just
Amen.
Have God, and know that we do have the victory, and our victory is in Christ Jesus, because the way has already been made. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Thank you for those comments. Anybody else? Well, it is now 10:06. We were scheduled to be off at 10 o'clock, and I thank each of you for coming on. I bless God for each of you. Look forward to speaking with you again next Saturday, unless anybody else have anything else they want to say. They'll just cut us off in a few minutes. Anybody else? I thank God for my sister being on this morning. All
Amen.
People from all different cities and states. I saw one of my daughters on from Carolina this morning. So I thank God for you all.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else this morning? All right. And if no one else have any, if no one else has anything else, we're gonna sign off this morning. Thanking God again for each of you. Bless you. Have a God-filled week, each of you. And don't forget to lift me up in prayer, also.
Amen.
All right. Talk to y'all later. Goodbye.
Bye. God bless you all.
God bless you all too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you, Lord.